To give you a better idea of this concept, let's go to David Sandler at a live seminar.
The other thing that you're going to get out of, have a problem with this exercise is that people say, well, where's the room for growth? Because if I was a 10 when I was born, and I was a 10 when I was 11, and a 10 when I was 20, and I'm a 10 today, how do I grow? Right? The other problem you're going to have is people have a tough time understanding that you can be a 10 and still have psychological trash. Because that's part of the human condition. We all have psychological. If you were the only one with it, now you got a problem. But since all of us have psychological trash, we can all be 10s because 10 just happens to be part of psychological trash. Well, one of the ways to help see that, okay, as best I could, I drew a rose. All right? Thank you. I planted a seed. Now, for the purpose of the exercise, we're going to say that that seed, everything inside that shell, was a 10. Now, do I really have any trouble with that at this point? All I'm saying is that the seed went in the ground, and I gave the seed a value of 10. Everything in it. Is everybody okay with that? So now let's play. When it got to this point, 2 weeks after I planted it, and it was just a little guy, you know, what was the value of this part of the stem right there? Oh, good. Zero? Okay. 10? All right. Now let's start over. I put the seed in the ground, and everything inside that seed has a value of 10. And now it starts to wiggle up, and you see that little green thing coming out. And I say, what was the value of this green thing sticking out of the ground? And I'll accept that. You said zero. When did it lose the 10? And we can do this for 4 hours. And you're going to get a lot of discussion. But the answer is 10, right? If everything contained inside the seed was 10, then even the little squiggle can be no less than what was in the seed. It didn't get anything along the way, did it? Little sunshine, little water. Nothing much. Is everybody okay? Are you comfortable yet? Or you want to? We can discuss it if you like. I don't care. Yeah. All right. What's the value of that when 5 weeks from now? 10. What's the value of that? Okay. Question. Did the rose grow?
Yes.
How could it grow? It was 10 when it started. It's 10 now. So you see, things can grow and still the value doesn't have to change. So you're not stuck where you are in life. You're growing all the time. But you're a 10 today. You'll be a 10 tomorrow, 10 next week. You're always conceptually 10. You can see that how you can stimulate conversation. This is heavy-duty exercise. This is the best part of our program. Reversing's good and negative cells good. This is life. All right. Done with that side? Okay, now the roll side. Fair? We had to do the same thing on a roll side, right? Now you have roles in life. And here's another thing that we know in quotes. People will operate in what we call a comfort zone. And a comfort zone is generally one greater or one less than how they see themselves conceptually. People can only behave in their roles in a manner that is consistent with how they see themselves conceptually. And we have a spread there, so if you're a 5, you'll 4 to 6 it in life. Any questions about that? Because that's important. 99.999999% of training today in corporate America is role training. 99.99999% of your money is spent on the R side. And here's what these people in the corporate world have been trying to figure out for years, and they can't do it. They brought in psychologists, psychiatrists. It doesn't make any difference. They can't figure this out because they're blinded by history. But we have another rule, and our rule is there's a difference between who you are and what you are. Right? There's a difference between who you are and what you are. Everything inside your spacesuit is on the left side. Everything that I'm looking at right now is on the right side. But corporate America has been training salespeople on the right side. How to prospect, how to close, how to make presentations. So I'm the greatest sales trainer in the world, and I pick you up, and you're, you know, the proverbial Wally Wee closer on the left side, and you see yourself as a five, and you spend your life operating 4 to 6. And I'm sure they told you the stories if you heard on one of the tapes. Wally goes out, and he goes 10 for 10, which is outstanding, wonderful, fantastic. Wally sits on the edge of his bed at night, got his 10 orders in his hand, his money in his hand, sitting there all by himself, and from his eyesight, and of course people don't do this consciously, you know, it all is churning up. He sits from his eyesight, he looks at his art success, and he says, I'm good. I ain't that good. And then Wally now adjusts over the next week by screwing up the next 10 sales so he can be 5 for 10. Got it? People will adjust. That's the key word, adjust. People will always do whatever they have to do to adjust to fit their concept of themselves. You can just get on television and start watching sports. The analogy I use, golfer. All you got to do is get interviewed at the end of the third round of a four-round tournament. You get a kid who's in front by 4 shots, and he says, I hope I just show up tomorrow. You know, because he's adjusting. He looks around and says, what am I doing with these? They interviewed that kid that won the tournament by a shot. And they interviewed him, I had the greatest experience playing with blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they're winners on this side, but you can hear their roles just adjusting to how they see themselves conceptually. Or then, you know, Wally goes 0 for 0. And then what did mother always tell you? You always got one for trying. You can't be a zero on a scale because mom took care of you. You always got one for trying. So as bad as you are, you get a one. So Wally's sitting on the edge of the bed at night. And he's just wiped out. He went 0 for 10. And he says, you know, I am bad. I ain't that bad. And then Wally, over the next week or two, adjusts. So Wally will now spend all of his life 4 to 6 in it. Basket to the casket, womb to the tomb. Okay? And you put 99% of your money into the right side. And now you take Wally out. And you go on cold calls with Wally. And I want to tell you something. When you take anybody with you, you're going to do better. So Wally inches up a little bit, and then he inches up a little bit, and the sales manager works with him for a week or two and puts more money into Wally, sends him to Dale Carnegie, and Zig Ziglar come through town. We go Zig Ziglar course. We jump up and down, and then Firewalker comes through town. We burn feet. We do all this good stuff, right? And the sales manager is sitting there all the time. I mean, being a sales manager is a tough job, I promise you. And now you say, finally got Wally on track. Now I'm going over to Nancy. And you come back 2 weeks later, and where's Wally? 4 to 6 in it. And you say, what went wrong? I'll bring somebody else in. It'll never work. Nobody has ever worked on Wally's eyesight. So it has to stay there. You got a mediocre person performing in your company. He will always be mediocre if you use the traditional sales training program. Have to. Not because the programs are bad. See, we don't have to knock the competition. It's not because they're bad. They're working on the wrong end of the problem. Look, you give me somebody with a healthy self-esteem, and he can sell with anybody's stuff. Now, it's going to be a lot easier to use ours. But he's going to sell with, you put him in a box, he's going to sell. You give him the worst territory, he's going to make it. He is going to succeed because he has to. He's driven to. He'll do whatever he has to do to succeed because that's his nature. Do you know the story about the spider and the turtle? Do you? Turtle sitting on the side of a creek. Spider's right next to him. Spider looks at the turtle and says, you think you're going to cross that creek anytime today? Turtle says, yep, I'll probably swim across that creek. Spider says, can I go with you? Can't swim. Turtle says, you nuts? I put you up on my back and start you across this creek, and you're going to bite me. And when you bite me, I'm going to die. Spider says, that's ridiculous. Think about it. We're halfway across this creek. I'm on your back. I bite you. You're going down. Where am I going? Turtle says, you're going with me. Turtle says, okay, hop on. They get halfway across the creek and zap! That spider bites him on the neck. And as they're drowning, the turtle says, why? And the spider says, it's my nature. Same thing here. Wherever this guy is, that's where he's going to stay. Because it's his nature. We happen to call it life script, life programming. But this is Wally's nature. He has to 4 to 6 it. And the most wonderful thing about the IR theory is it can happen in an instant. Some people takes months. Some people takes years. Some people will just realize it. I've had people that say, well, hold it. I'm a 10. My goodness. I just realized the roles I brought in life, I just borrowed while I'm here. You know, I can be a lousy father. I don't want to be. But it has no effect on my left side. It has no effect on me as a human being. I like me. And as people start to like themselves, they automatically will raise their comfort zone. It's so simple.